evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARA server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net controls for this session is actually twofold. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My location is Vero Beach, Florida, where it's currently a temperature of 71 degrees, maybe a low tonight of 66. And I'll be joined by Gordon, KY6V, from Central Florida, who probably is a little bit cooler than myself. But prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. But you know, I'm going to call for those birthday stations, and I know we have a couple stations connected. Actually, one is having his birthday today, the other is tomorrow, so hopefully we can get them to come aboard this evening. So how about any of those birthday stations?
This is RMO, and I know somebody who's having a birthday.
All right, Mr. Gary, I was hoping the other station would come aboard. Actually, his birthday is tomorrow, and that is Doug, KA0GYF. Hopefully he's listening, so I can say happy birthday to him. But Gary, I understand the birthday hit you today, so maybe you can tell us what your plans have been for the day and how you enjoyed your birthday today. So Gary, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kath. And as we sit here on the auspicious occasion of my first birthday of my semi-retirement, it's been a pretty good day. We had Chinese food, and I enjoyed a lovely day with my lovely wife. Had some quality time with the kitties, and talked to my granddaughter, and got a lot of birthday wishes from people I don't even know. And it's funny how, you know, if you have a Facebook account, all of a sudden it's like there's people you don't even know wishing you happy birthday. But it was a good day. It really was. So it's still not over yet. So looking to have some more. Actually, Steph and I were talking about this, and we're going to stretch this out to probably as a birthday weekend, because I got a lot of junk to do for school too. So that's going to get in the way of any fun. So we'll probably make this a birthday weekend. But that's the plan so far and the progress so far. More to come. So we'll turn it back to the net. This is KC2RMO going back to you, Kat.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. I want to say happy birthday to you. Actually, South Cars sent you a happy birthday wish not too long ago. So I hope that you'll enjoy that. But I hope that you'll enjoy the rest of your evening and your weekend. And we want to thank you both, Gordon, and I want to thank you, along with South Cars, for being our backup this evening. And we hope to have a really special session. And I see in the text box, Mr. Doug says happy birthday to himself. So I want to wish him a very happy birthday, because he's hitting a milestone too. And Doug, I want you to keep me posted on what you find out about the Medicare issue, because I'll be doing that in about 6 months or so. So everyone, this is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or we call it TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. Do you want to advise that it is normally recorded And hopefully we will have a great session, and we'll put it on our website as a podcast. So all stations participating will be part of that recording. So I hope that everyone will enjoy our program. Our program is entitled, How Can South Cars Be Improved? We have various topics we're going to throw out there to you. Hopefully you'll come aboard with comments, suggestions, what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. So at this point, Gordon, I'm going to throw it your direction to begin the program this evening. Thanks for allowing me to ride along with you, and I hope that we'll have a great deal of fun tonight. So, Gordon, KY6V, it's your turn to take the lead.
Okay, thank you, Miss Sunshine. Good evening to you. Good evening to everybody that's listening, and a particular happy birthday to you, Mr. Syracuse. Today, and a very happy birthday to Doug coming up tomorrow. Just remember, guys, you know, you're not getting any older, you're just getting wiser. And I might say that I love Chinese food, always have, Gary. The only problem that I have with it, about 2 hours after I eat it, I'm hungry again. So I hope you got plenty of birthday cake to keep you going. At this point, as Kathy indicated, we're going to be talking about how can we make South Cars VOIP better. And I'd like to start with a little bit of an overview, if I may. South Cars VOIP was first started in the planning stages back in late 2007. Our first net was on Saturday, January the 5th, 2008. This first net had 102 participants, and it was only scheduled for an hour, and it lasted 3 hours and 35 minutes. Let me recharge everybody's timers here for a moment, please. KY6V here for South Cars. We now have slightly under 3,000 members on the VOIP side, and slightly over 13,000 members if we combine our totals with the South Cars HF side of the organization. Our VOIP website, constructed in November of 2007, contains a wealth of information and is maintained just about daily, and offers up-to-date information as to our state of the state. Let me say that through the 5 years that South Cars VOIP has been in operation, we've learned to be flexible. We have tried to be innovative. We've had trial and error times where your support team has tried to improve our operation, make it more user-friendly, more streamlined, all for the goal of making this segment of South Cars the best of the best. So tonight we want to hear from you. What do you like about our VOIP activity? What do you dislike? How would you personally like to see things change? And if so, in what way and to what magnitude? Let me buy another nickel. To keep this evening from not going around in circles, we will attempt to subdivide the major aspects of the activity and discuss these individual areas in detail before moving on to the next. Let me say that our plan for the agenda tonight is to simply take copious notes. We're not going to go into a lengthy discussion on any of the suggestions. We will gather these all together, make sure that all of our board members have a copy of the suggestions that have been made, and we'll wade through this and see what we can make out of it. So with that said, let's start with our first segment of the agenda, and that would be our website, www.voip.southcars.com. I'm going to ask you five basic questions to ponder. Do you visit the site regularly? Can you find the information that you are looking for with ease? Do you understand that the main voice of this site is the breaking news section found at the top and middle of the home page? Do you also realize that there is a 2-month NCS published schedule found on the home page left sidebar? And lastly, and very important, what changes, if any, would you like to see? At this point, I'm going to send it over to you, Ms. Sunshine, and let you open it up for discussion. KY6V to K6SUN.
All right. Thank you so much, Gordon. And I actually am going to start myself. I'll check myself in. I do want to make some comments. But before I make my comments, let me throw it out there and see who I can get to come aboard to add behind my list. And as Gordon was saying, we're talking about the website. If you need any of those questions repeated, we'd be happy to do that. But tell us about that website. So how about anybody checking in at this point? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, along with KY6V for South Cars this evening. So please come aboard.
RMO.
One India.
Victor X-Ray Papa.
All right, I want to thank you gentlemen for coming aboard, Mr. Gary, RMO, Paul, WQ1I, and Rick, VXP. Let me first of all start off, Gordon, with telling you that I absolutely love the website. It has changed from the time I became a member of South Cars drastically, and I think it's greatly improved. It's very easy to access, to go through. The NCS schedule is just fantastic, and you've done some great improvements. Breaking news, and as you well know, I'm on the breaking news quite often. I check out the preamble when it changed. I check it out daily. So my answers are yes, I visit it regularly, and I find all the information with ease. And I do understand the breaking news is the heart of the site. And yes, I do know about the 2 month, and I don't see any changes, but I do really like the newest edition you've put out there. With that, the bios of pretty much the board or people who began the VOIP. I think that was some real great information. And gentlemen, if you haven't checked out that, and ladies as well, well, you should check out that on the left-hand top part of our website. So let me start with you first, Gary, KC2RMO, and see what you can tell us about our website.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and hello once again, everybody. The website, I agree with you. I really like the website, and I use the website because I'm lucky enough, you know, I'm one of these people that, you know, I don't even know what day of the week it is, so I have to, you know where I'm going to be on the air. So I'm like, I'm always looking at the breaking news, you know. I rely on it, and I think overall it's a particularly good vehicle for anybody, and I would urge anybody to get familiar with it. If you haven't become familiar with it, it really is going to be a great tool for you, and it helps you enjoy your South Cars experience. And I hate to use that terminology, but it really does. You know, it really does. It helps to enjoy or enhance, I think is the word I'm looking for, is enhance your experience with South Cars. Now, the only thing I could think of, and I was thinking about what can I suggest here. And I'll just throw this out for people to kind of kick around, is some sort of an interactive, you know, like if you had a, if you wanted to have a, pose a question, say, to one of the boards or something like that, that we might have some sort of a vehicle where you could do that, you know, where you could just hit a single button type of a thing, you know, like, here's my question, here's my comment, blah, 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 and, you know, something that we could get back to them with. But overall, I think the website is outstanding, and I use it quite a bit, as a matter of fact. So that's my 2 cents worth. We'll throw it back to the net. This is KC2RMO. Back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, for that comment. I think it's usually called a blog, but I could be wrong on that. But that's a good suggestion. Never thought of that at all. But that website, over the 5 years that I've been a member, has it's had some of the same things there, but we've improved it quite a bit, and the person behind that, of course, has been Gordon. But, you know, it has all of our podcasts there now. All of our training materials there. So if you haven't looked at it and taken the time, on that left-hand side, membership roster is there. It has all of the information with SouthCars, and it is a very well-organized site, and that's all I have to say. So, Mr. Danbury, keep those cold temperatures up in your area, and the snow as well. But WQ1I, thanks for being here tonight. Come aboard and tell us your thoughts about the website.
Okay, Kathy, let me just check something here. Ah, yes, it is working. The website's nice. I think it'd be nice if it were a little more colorful, you know. But other than that, I have no problem with it. The breaking news section, which is essentially what's up there when you first get there, you get the breaking news and the welcome to the SouthCars. And if you go into the breaking news, then that page totally dominates the center section. And I do like the addition of biographies. I think that's very nice to have on there as well. The only thing I would like to see on this is, when you go through the, you know, if I'm looking at the members menu on the left there, and if you hit the various links to take you to the different pages, there's not another link to take you back to the breaking news. So if I'm looking at the biographies and I want to go back to the news, I mean, I know personally that I can hit the SouthCars menu on the top where it says South Coast Amateur Radio Service, and that'll bring me back to the original homepage. But it'd be nice if there was a link on that under that member section for the breaking news that you could use to get back to there from if you're in on another page. And you can do that with any other page that you're on. If I'm on NCS schedule, and then I want to go to the biographies, I just click on it, and it brings me right back to the biographies. I don't have to go back to the original home page. So that's the only thing I would recommend. And let me drop it. I have no idea how long I was talking here. And the only other thing, which is sort of related to the SouthCars webpage, I guess, is our email address. And frankly, when I'm reading the preamble every week or every other week, whenever I have to do it, that email address just seems to me like a real mouthful. And I think something shorter would be more helpful in having people to be able to remember it, and that's something I personally would like to see improved. But other than that, just sticking to the webpage topic for the moment, I think it's great. It's handy. I need it. I can check from it wherever I am, what the heck's going on, and where I need to be when. And I think overall, great job. So there you go, WQ1I, Danbury, Connecticut. And by the way, it's warmed up quite a bit. It was 50 degrees when I left work. I know that's still cold for you, Kathy, but it felt positively balmy after 19 degrees the other day. WQ1I back to net.
Well, thank you so much, Paul, for sharing your warm temperatures. Actually, it's not too bad, but of course I've dressed warmer the past couple of days, the corduroys and the sweatshirt. But it was a high like 72 today, 72 yesterday, about 60s as a low. But we've had some very high winds, and the winds, I think, have made it cold. We've had, there were gusts at one point of 40 miles an hour, and I think if I had wings, I would be in the air. But thanks for those suggestions. Colorful, and you'd like to see a link that would take us back, I assume, to the breaking news page. And you don't like our long email address. So we're writing all these down. And when I come to the end of this list, I'm going to throw it back to Gordon before I go into the next question and see if he has any comments. So with that, I'll break with you, Paul, and I'm going to pick up Rick. N1VXP, another person up in the cold area. Hopefully it's not too bad for you up there, Rick. But come aboard. Share with us your comments, suggestions about our website. N1VXP, come aboard.
This is N1VXP, Rick here in Chillicothe, Ohio. Yeah, currently it's 43 degrees. We had a great high of 54. And so far this month, just to let you know, month to date, our low has been 20. Month to date high has been 70, which really boils down to an average, or the average temperature is 34 and for a low and 55 for a high. So we've been actually 14 below for the low and 15 above for a high. Looking forward to the weekend. Of course, don't really need the severe weather, but we're getting to be kind of a crazy up and down weather. It's supposed to be 67 on Sunday. I thought we probably wouldn't hit over 70, but you may break that 70 mark. So kind of strange that beginning of the month warm and getting towards the middle of the month also warm. As far as the website, I do check that quite often. And I always find it very easy to look up anything, like that breaking news. One thought that I had in mind, I know you do the birthdays, but it would be nice if it was maybe a spot on the web page where you could show, you know, like the birthdays for the month. That would be quite interesting to see. You know, who has a birthday for the month. Let me drop for a second. And, this could go on the website or even on the nets. Besides a birthday, I hear every so often somebody comes up with an anniversary. Doesn't have to be necessarily a wedding, but, you know, it could be any kind of an anniversary. That would be something that would be quite interesting to read about. N1VXP, back to net control.
All right, I want to thank you also, Rick and Paul and Gary, for your suggestions and your comments. You know, thinking of the birthdays, usually I will send out a birthday greeting if for some reason I all of a sudden come across it or bored. I pretty much know their birthday, so I'll send out a greeting. It is possible to locate that with a search, but it may also be a way that those who are interested in having that on the website, if this can be done, would be to let us know of a special day or an anniversary. So, before we move on, and before we get any other comments, I'm going to throw it over to you, Gordon, and see what you would like to share with us about the comments that we've talked about thus far and whether some of those are doable, because I know you're, I will say, an expert at the website because you've done some great things there. So, Gordon, I'll throw it over your direction. KY6V from Kilo 6 Sierra, United November.
Thanks, Kathy. Well, those are very, but I'm not an expert by any means. I've been doing it long enough now where I can pretty well get around comfortably, but I am not a webmaster. And sometimes when I'm running aground where I shouldn't be running aground with that website, I say to myself, why the devil am I here? I don't want to be a webmaster. I want to thank everybody for their comments. I mean, they're all very, very good. And let me just interpose a couple of thoughts here, and then we'll, I've taken notes, and we'll get this all summarized, and we'll hash it out at the board level and take it from there. Gary RMO on the interactive view. So I want you to know we have that capability in our Drupal system at the website. I've got it turned off at the moment. I could turn it on in a heartbeat where somebody can give a response to some specific item on the website, or they can suggest something, so on and so forth. I'm a little hesitant, so let's think about this and talk it out, and I'm sure we will. I can turn it on, as I say, in a heartbeat, but I don't want to make it another QRZ where you've got all of these rabble-rousers out there that have nothing to do but to pick the pepper out of the rice and downgrade everything that they can downgrade. We have so far tried to do the same thing without actually posting it on the site. Send us your suggestions or comments at VOIP. And now this is the one that Paul doesn't like because of its length, at VOIPnet.southcars.com. And then, you know, we'll handle it that way and not be so intrusive. So let's talk about that. Let me buy a nickel for a second. The Drupal system, Paul, that we have on our website gives us a number of techniques to change color combination and theme, if you will. I've made a note of that. We'll take a look and see if we can put maybe a little more polish, a little more pizzazz into that. I need to have you, if you would, Paul, for just a second, give me a little more understanding on rolling back from the page that you're on. I think you mentioned you know how to do this. You just have to hit the back button and you go back immediately to the page before that you were looking at. Do you want to be taken back to home, or what is your thought there, sir? Over.
Okay, Gordon. I mean, like I said, if you're on the, and I'm hoping that you're on the web page now and you can follow me. So if I go to, you know, the home page, when you open it up, you have the members menu on the left, you have the ARL news and space weather stuff on the right, and in the middle there you've got the breaking news and our welcome. Okay, welcome to South Cars VOIP. And like you said, the breaking news is the heart of the site. So if you hit that, that entire center section now becomes the breaking news. Now, from that spot, if I click on the members menu where it says biographies, right, it go right to the biographies. And if I want to go back to the members page, yeah, I can hit the back button, but there could also be a breaking news link. Just like where it says, why use voice over protocol, SCAR staff, or, you know, if you had a link there that said breaking news, you could easily navigate back and forth between all these pages without having to deal with the back and forth buttons. You know, that back button only works if it's the last place that I was, or otherwise I'd be scrolling through, you know, pushing that back button four times if I was there four pages ago. So what I'm saying is that any other page on that members menu is easily navigated to with a single click, except for the breaking news, where I'd have to either use the back button or hit the South Cars Amateur Radio Service banner at the top, which brings me back to the home page, and there I can get to the breaking news. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, we may need to discuss this more, but I've got a general idea. So you're familiar that, you know, let's say you're in the breaking news and you have hit the read more button. So now you're getting the whole display that takes up the whole front page, at least in the center. To get back, and I think you've already mentioned this, you don't have to hit the back button. All you have to do is go up and click on South Cars VOIP, and that'll take you back to the original homepage. Is that correct, sir? Over.
Yes, it will. But that original home page is not the breaking news, right? The breaking news is available from there. So you'd have to click to go to the South, to go to the homepage, then click on the breaking news to get back to the breaking news. Whereas every other page, all you need to do is hit it in that members section. You know, you don't have to go back to the homepage to then go to VOIP NCS schedule or to go to the bios. You don't have to go back to the homepage then go there because it's an option on that menu. I'm just saying we could add the nice of me. You could add the breaking news link to that list on the members there to make it available as a one-click get-to navigation. WQ1I, Danbury, Connecticut.
Well, that could be easily done, Paul. Okay, I've got a note. Let me work on it and see what I can come up with. Sure, I can put the breaking news over on the left sidebar so that you can click that and go directly to it. Now, we've got an article, you know, on startup underneath. I don't think we have to do anything with that right now. But I'll look at it, Paul, okay?
You betcha. Thank you. And, yes, that you got it now. That's what I'm talking about. Put it on that sidebar there, too. It's just like all the other pages have a link from that spot.
Okay. We'll put it into consideration. Thank you, Mr. Danbury. Gordon here, KY6V. This is Southcars. VXP, good evening to you, Mr. Ohio. Your suggestions can be done. In fact, we used to do it, not necessarily on the website when I'm talking about birthdays. We used to start in the years back with a list of everybody that was having a birthday for a month. And at the start of a net, we would call on each of these people, and we were lucky to get one or two out of maybe a conglomerate of 10 or 15. We did that for quite a while. We found out that it was so time-consuming and tying up so much time on the net that we did away with it. Now, let me let you understand what happens. We have to go into the membership roster and search via birthday to come up with a list of all of those stations that are having a birthday, let's say, for the current month. And then we have to copy that list and then post it on the website. So it's additional time, but it can be done. So I've got the note here, and we'll put that into consideration also. As far as anniversaries, I don't know about that one, Rick. I'm going to have to think about it. The board will have to think about it. We do not ask for anniversaries in enrollment. It is not posted on our roster. We have no database information as to when that might occur. And in some cases, maybe some of the people just don't want that to be public information. So we'll look at it, but I'm a little hesitant on the anniversary portion anyway. Any comments, Rick, over?
No, not really. Just that I thought, maybe just highlighting a special anniversary, like, say, when somebody joined Southcars. I can understand wedding and other anniversaries. If a member wants to have it out on the net, that would be one thing, but maybe Net Control could ask for any anniversaries, and if there's no response, it's okay. And once the XP back to Gordon.
All right, well, I've got a note here, and the entire board will take a look at all of these notes by the time we get finished this evening. If you're talking registration anniversaries, we have that information. In most part, we started about the 1st of September of 2009, I believe, to enter the enrollment date of a particular individual that's joined us here on Southcars. So we have that information available. So that's something that could be done with. Those prior to September of 2009 and going clear back to January of 2008, we don't have the information on, so we'll play with it. All right, Kathy, thanks for letting me jump in here. If you'll be so kind, would you take the next category, which I believe is mail distribution and that kind of thing, KY6V to K6SUN?
Well, thank you so much, Gordon. Yes, that's my next question out to those connected. But I have a question for you, and this is to do with roster changes. I know usually when there's a roster change going through the membership roster, you click on roster changes, and it normally, I believe, goes directly to you, and you forward them on to me. Is there a possible way to have that just directly come to me? It saves you the time of having to forward that, and that's probably something with the, I don't know if that's the website or that's just the membership, but is that doable? Over to you.
Yeah, let me see if I've got it. Looked like I was doubling. Kathy, it's doable. Let me make a note here under SUN roster changes. It requires a little bit of a Chinese fire and boat drill, but to answer your question, it can be done. You know, we have script after script after script on this website that controls this and controls that. There is a particular script on the roster change that at the moment is only sending me notification when a roster change comes in. And I just, it's not a big deal. I just turn around and send it to you. But I could try and find that page, and I'm sure I can, and either drop myself and add you in there as a... But yes, ma'am, it is doable. Over.
All right, thank you, Gordon. You dropped off on me as you were talking, and then all of a sudden Jim's link came up. But I think I heard quite a bit of it. But you dropped off, and then Jim tried to get in. But thank you for sharing that. I wasn't sure if that was doable, and it's no problem. It's just an extra duty that you have. So I was curious about that. So let's just go into the next question we have of all those connected tonight. And you know, this is something that I do on a weekly basis. And this is a weekly email distribution to our membership. This is a mass mailing, and it varies when I send it. I send it very early this week because of our TIN. Usually I send it closer to the weekend, so it's in your memory. And actually, it's the breaking news. So what we're going to ask you now is, do you find this helpful or a hindrance? And would you like to see the format revised or stay as it is? So this is the email, weekly email distribution to our membership. We call it the mass mailing. Do you find this helpful or a hindrance? Would you like to see the format revised or stay as is? And I'm going to turn it over to you, Gordon, for you to pick up check-ins and for any comments you have as well. KY6B from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I didn't know you were going to throw it back to me, but thank you, Kathy. KY6B. A couple of quick comments. You know, we put out the mass mailing for a couple of reasons every week. One, to keep everybody notified that does not get around to looking at our website, because it's all posted there, and it's almost verbatim in that mailing what you can retrieve from the website itself. We originally started doing this and tried to post it towards the end of the week as a reminder to our membership that the following day, we put it out on a Friday, and the following day was the Nets for South Cars VOIP. Believe it or not, I got a lot of comments came back through email saying, hey, thanks for doing this. It really keeps me on track. So, I don't know. Kathy's question is, do you find this helpful or a hindrance? And what would you like to see the format revised or stay as is, obviously? And let's hear your comments. Suffixes only, and call now, please. KY6V.
RMO.
Got you, Mr. Syracuse. Anybody else besides RMO? Well, Mr. Assistant Net Manager, you have the floor. Over.
Well, thank you, sir. And I just threw my headphones on, and now I can hear myself. It's better. I've been talking without my headphones, and I feel naked without them. So I'm putting them back on again so I can hear myself. That's just a whole lot better. Thanks. As far as the mass mailings, I rely on those. I absolutely rely on those. As I rely on the website, I rely on the mass mailings too. I have a terrible memory. I have always had a terrible memory. This isn't even me getting older. You know, I was like this at 15. I'm absent-minded. I really am, and I find those so invaluable. I can just look at that email, and I know, okay, here's what I'm doing this weekend, you know, and it's like, and it's like, bam, I know where I'm supposed to be there, and I know what I have to do. So no, don't change a thing as far as I'm concerned. It's great. I mean, it is absolutely great. It's spelled out very well. Everything's very clear. I'm very comfortable working with it. To me, it's terrific, and I suspect anybody that's in an NCS situation really values that a lot. So it's got my vote to keep it just the way it is. That's just fine with me. This is KC2RMO going back to the net.
Well, thanks for that, Gary. You know, I will say that over the 5 years that we've been doing this type of thing, we've had I call it a small percentage. I don't know. I'd have to go back and try to calculate what that percentage is, but I don't think it's more than 2 or 3% out of the 3,000 members that we now have, anyway, that have actually come back and asked to be dropped off of that weekly email. And I suspect that these are people that have a high influx of inbound traffic, and it's cluttering up their inbox. And it's something that they don't really need to read, maybe, and on and on and on. But the percentage is so low, and we haven't heard from the masses yet. That's one reason we're asking the question tonight. Is it a hindrance? You know, are we causing you problems? But I appreciate your comments. Okay, anybody else on this subject before I go into the next question, please?
One India.
Sierra United November.
Yeah, I think I heard two in there. I didn't quite catch the first one. Kathy, go ahead, and did you catch the other station?
Well, Gordon, it was Paul, WQ1I, so pick him up first.
I don't know. He's a big guy. I don't know if I can pick him up or not. Go ahead, Paul, KY6V. Thank you.
Hey, Gordon. I'm a little smaller than the last time you saw me, but, you know, still pretty big. Anyway, before I say anything more, happy birthday, Gary, and happy birthday to Doug number one from Paul number two. Almost forgot that. The mailings, well, you know, I don't find them a hindrance. I don't personally need them. I get my information at the webpage, except when I confirm for Annette, it goes right into my calendar on my phone and everything. So, I mean, I got reminders up the wazoo because I can't remember these things anyway, either. And my memory was bad when I was a teenager too, Gary, but probably for different reasons. But the one thing I do need from that mail, because I don't know where to find it on the website, is the announcements. When Kathy sends that out, she includes the announcements, which is something that I need. Something that I need when preparing, like the preamble. So they don't change a lot, but sometimes they do. The announcement for the week. So I've had a heck. I think I found it once or twice on the website. I had a heck of a time finding that. So I always end up going back to that mail to snag it off of there, so I could throw it into the script for the preamble. But other than that, you know, I wouldn't stop it, but it doesn't bother me. I don't see it as any kind of a. I get a lot more other stuff in the mail that's a nuisance. This certainly isn't, if that answers your question. WQ1I.
Okay. Well, good comment, Paul. I don't know how else we can do it. When we publish, and it's normally on a Sunday to a Monday, the week schedule, and we update the breaking news, what our global subjects are going to be in the Reg 2 and TIN if it's running, and what the weekly NCS schedule will be. Right under the schedule in that breaking news, both on the website and in the email that you get weekly, right underneath the schedule is the announcements for the week. Bear this in mind, that the breaking news website is the base from which the weekly email is sent. It's identical, word for word, sir. Over.
Okay, yeah, you're just like doing a cut and paste. Okay, I see it now. Yeah, the son of a gun. Yeah, it's at the bottom there. All right, I get it. And then after that, then you start going back to previous weeks. Okay, so there it is. Well, okay, so no, I don't need the mail. Don't send it anymore. Just kidding. Thanks, Gordon, for that.
Okay, very good, Paul. Thank you. Kathy, you had a comment, please?
Yes, I'd just like to make a comment. I usually, since Paul and I run the sessions together, I always send out reminders. And Gary will tell you the same. I send him out reminders when he's going to be the backup, just because I know it's very easy to forget. But usually I will send a reminder to Paul and to remind him that he's reading the preamble versus I. And so it's just a backup for me. But what I did want to say, and you pretty much explained that to Paul, but under the whole schedule, I think, comes highlights. And then it comes with the announcements. And usually whenever I'm running a session, I copy and paste all that right into after the preamble so I can be able to read that. My only comment, Gordon, is I would appreciate everyone listening tonight, if there are email changes, to please let me know, because I update that mass mailing list. I am the one that usually sends it out. It takes, I don't know, Gordon, 15, 20 minutes to send it. And I have a mass mailing list that is, I think, now about, I think it's about 24 pages long. It could be longer than that. No, I think it's about 50 pages long. So I would appreciate any updates I could get on new email addresses. So I'll throw it back to you, Gordon. Thanks for picking me up for my final comments. And I think the next question is yours, actually. KY6B from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Hey, thanks, Kathy. I'm going to expound on that just a little bit. We not only need, through the roster correction technique, your email changes. We need to know anything else that's happening in your life. As an example, if you've upgraded from one class of license to the next, we need to know that so that we can change our roster. That's the only input we get. We're not going to take 3,000 members that we have and check them weekly against QRZ and see what QRZ has got posted. It's just not practical. If you change your address, you move from the Poconos to Florida or something, put that in the correction roster area and let us know. Now, I will tell you one thing, that our policy is that we will not change that address on our records until it appears on either the FCC database or QRZ. That's the only way that we can keep everything in track. And it is your responsibility to notify the FCC, which will then automatically update QRZ if a change in address takes place. So very, very important. Let me buy a nickel here and recharge everybody's timers, and we'll proceed. All right, KY6V for South Cars. We're going into an arena now calling staffing recommendations. Very dear to our heart. It seems to be a problem that we face all the time. We currently have a staff of about 58 people. Now, I want you to listen to this. This is just 1.9% of our VOIP membership. Very, very small. These 58 people cover areas such as NCS staff, SysUp staff, hospitality staff, administrative staff, database staff, website staff, correspondent staff, server technical support staff, training staff, program staff, and on it goes. Please remember that all of these people are volunteers. They are involved with South Cars because of their dedication, their particular area of expertise, and they all wish to back the hobby that they enjoy. We are currently in need for more people. With our growth pattern as large as it is going, we need help to continue. So I have but two questions here to pose to you. If this was you asking for help, how would you go about it? Question number one. Question number two, what suggestions would you have to increase staffing, and what vehicles of recruitment would you suggest? And Kathy, I'm going to let you field the field on that one. KY6V, go ahead, lady.
All right, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this will be my pleasure. And this has been our concern for quite some time. And this was one of our reasons for making some changes to our Saturday Annette's. Why we decided to dissolve two of the sessions was because of our lack of getting NCSs and help. So I think this is a very important question, and we sure are looking for some suggestions on how you would go about getting some additional help. We always put that out there in our announcements. We don't get many responses, so maybe you have some clues to this. So, at this point, and this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, looking for some responses, some comments, some suggestions. So please come aboard.
RMO.
All right, I have Mr. RMO. Thank you, Gary, for coming back aboard. Is there anyone else out there, anyone listening, that would have some suggestions, any comments about our staffing recommendations, about our staff, and how things are going with our NCS? You know, like we say, we're always looking for help. So any comments before I pick up Mr. Gary? If so, we'd like you to come aboard. All right, Gary, it looks like it's only you coming aboard to tell us, give us suggestions or comments, or maybe you think everything is going fine. I'm not sure if any of us are overworked, but we sure could use some new blood out there. What is your suggestions? What's your comments? Or maybe you just think everything's okay. Gary, thanks for coming aboard. Thanks for sharing with us this evening, but please do come aboard.
Well, that birthday cake, Kathy.
Hey, I'm here. I went behind a window. I couldn't see if I was on or not. But we're here. What I was saying was that I have no solutions, but I have some comments that may lead to solutions, okay? When you consider what Gordon just said, we have 1.9% of the membership that is actively participating in this organization. And that includes the members of the board, all the NCSs, all the folks out there working with the databases and what have you, and the web infrastructure and everything else. That's really low, okay? and I mean, that speaks for itself when you're talking 1.9%, you know. And other than sending out press gangs, you know, to haul qualified amateurs in to help out, which may be an option, so, you know, we'll consider that. I can only remind the folks listening, and maybe that's the thing we need to do, is to remind the folks that we have contact with, either through mass mailing or something like that, that this is your organization. This organization is what you make of it. If it's just something that, you know, maybe you checked in, you became a member, and you never came back, okay, that's one thing. But you know, throw those guys out, and you still have a sizable portion of people that are out there in the background that could become really, really valuable assets to us. And we just need to get them energized. And again, we make that plea, just as Kathy says, every session, you know, you hear Kathy talking about we need help with NCSs, we need help with hospitality. But I think the thing is to make it maybe a little bit more personal, in that this becomes, you know, what your contribution does determines the quality of the organization that you belong to. So, you know, come on and let's hear a little bit more from you. That's what I'm saying, is just how do we energize the membership? How do we get that message out that they can participate, that we need them to participate? I don't know what the magic formula for that is, but if we can start discussing it anyway, maybe we'll find some answers. This is KC2RMO going back to the net.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. And you know, I've told you lately that if it comes down to you and I and Gordon and some of the board actually running the sessions, we do get it covered. Every week it is very fantastically covered. And the way we have changed our sessions, it has worked really great. But we still could use that help. You never know. Like I always tell you, you know, you never know when I'm going to get run over by that truck and I'm going to need someone to help me with some of the other sessions. So you never know when people are going to be ill or they need to be away, and we do need that extra help. And we've had some NCSs come back who've been gone for a while, but we still could use that new blood. So thank you, Gary, for that. I'm going to throw it out there once again, Gordon, if that's okay. And then maybe I'll throw it back to you if you have any comments, and then you can throw it back to me for my next session. But is there anyone else that has any comments, any suggestions? You think it's going okay? We'd like to hear about that as well. But we'd like to hear from you this evening about the staffing recommendations. Anybody else out there with any comments?
Yeah, Kathy, WQ1I here.
All right, Mr. Paul, thanks so much. We so much appreciate what you've done for South Coast, helping us in whatever areas we need, and I hope that you've enjoyed that time as well. But come aboard, give us your comments this evening.
Well, Kathy, thank you. I thoroughly enjoy myself here. I love the whole South Cars idea. I particularly love the people who are involved with it. And, you know, I think Gary, I'm in the same boat that Gary was in. I mean, he took the words out of my mouth. It's like, you know, I can comment on this, but I don't know what the heck to do about it. And I think that, you know, we like hiring. We like grabbing new members anytime somebody comes onto the site that's not on our roster. We give them the absolutely free membership, and we sign them up, and we put them on. And we put up some pretty impressive numbers in terms of membership, quote-unquote membership. But we don't have as impressive numbers in terms of participation. And I think that that's the real root of the problem here, is it's hard to throw out a fishing net, a casting line, to try and get people to come in and help when they're, most of the time, they're not even connected and listening anyway. And I don't know what to do about that. I know it varies from month to month and year to year, but I mean, recently it's been pretty quiet. And that's what has made us change the format on Saturdays. And there's just so many nights when we're literally, I mean, the board members are we're here talking to each other. And you know, the possible exception of Rick, VXP, who's not a board member, but is pretty much here all the time. And there's, a, you know, a handful of others who always show up, in particular, and that's like the AM connection. Let me drop it. But it's an astonishingly small number. And if you really ran those same metrics against the actual participating people, it's a very high percentage of the people who are actually participating on these nets that are NCSs and board members. And it's I don't know what the heck to do about it. I don't know how we get people connected, and it doesn't seem to be isolated to us. I don't think anybody's doing anything wrong here. Well, let me just drop it again because I have no idea what time is. You know, I see Sarah's connected, and I know I've heard her a while ago on this the Ireland server, IrelandNet, Ireland Donegal. I mean, that thing a year ago used to be jumping. I mean, any time I turned that on, there were people there talking. And I was always wondering, geez, why can't we get that kind of participation in it? What is it about them that there's just always people on? You know, no nets, just people coming in to talk. But I haven't gone there a lot, but the last few times that I have, it's been dead. And if anybody want to correct me with that, maybe I'm just hitting it at bad times. It seems that traffic there has slowed down quite a bit, too. So I'm not so sure if it's specific to Southcars or to Echolink VOIP in general, but it just doesn't seem to me like there's a huge participation going on out there, and I don't know what the heck to do about it. I like Gary's idea of trying to, you know, bring it out to the people, and you've heard me say that on my own nets to try and get people to come in and talk. That this is your net. You know, just to net. This is your net, you know, and it's good or great or lousy depending on whether you come in and talk with us. So it's a good message, but if there's no one connected listening to the message or very few people listening to the message, I don't know what the heck to do about that, sadly. I wish I did. Back to net, WQ1I.
Well, Paul, I'm glad that you brought this topic up. Actually, that's our next topic we're going to talk about. But it's been like this for quite some time. We have some very great nets, and it's usually just the same people talking. We don't have a great variety. And even I'm not here during the day, so I don't hear what's going on the day. I don't know if there's people that talk just on during the day. But right now, if you look at how many we have connected, it's not a great amount. But and I don't know what to do about that either. Maybe it's the topics we're discussing. Maybe it's not of interest to those, and they have the mass mailing, so they know what we're talking about. So I don't have any solution to that, but we'll keep at it, and maybe one day we'll have that solution. So long as you and those connected tonight continue coming by, that's all that's important. All it does is take one more person to talk, and we have that here tonight. But Gordon, I'm going to throw that over to you, see if you have any comments, and then you can throw it back to me for the next question I have. But maybe you have some clues here or suggestions or maybe even some comments. KY6V from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Well, thank you, Kathy. KY6V here. I've been listening, obviously, very intensively. I think we've all very well defined the problem. We are groping for a plausible answer. I would say to you, Paul, it's not only Echolink, it's not only VOIP. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to assess the 2-meter repeaters and the 440 repeaters over the last number of years, but they have gone quiet. When I left Miami, I had a repeater at 1,725 feet. It was cross-linked with a number of other repeaters, and a handheld from Duval Street in Key West could talk to a handheld walking down Michigan Trail in West Palm. That repeater was going all the time. The boys down there tell me that they can listen for hours and hours and they don't hear anything going on anymore. And that's just about every repeater system, RF-wise, that you can think of. I don't know how your Grandioso system is up there, Gary, and how active that super repeater that you talk about is doing, but I'd be interested. I would ask you, Gary, this one question. Let me buy a nickel. Your verbiage is excellent. You have the gift of gab. I think our request on the website is getting stale. We need NCSs. We need administration people. We need hospitality people. Would you give back to the hobby and help us? How about you writing a short paragraph, and I'll put it on the website about, hey, you know, this is your organization. You're going to make it what it's going to be. How about some help or something like that? Gary, any comments? Over.
Well, thank you, Gordon. And, yeah, I'd be happy to do that. I would absolutely be thrilled to do that. Anything I can contribute that way would be super. As far as the super repeater up here, and I guess the folks listening don't know, I'll give them a little background on it. We have a 6-meter repeater, which is now cross-linked between 10 and 2 as well here. But this started out as a 6-meter repeater. It's up about, I think the height is it's on a hill that's about 1,800 feet up, and the tower itself is gigantic. I forget how tall it is. The guy modified an old television station antenna for 6 meters. This thing gets out insanely. I mean, it goes all the way from Canada to New Jersey into Pennsylvania, and I believe into the very eastern part of Ohio. It is a great signal, and to answer Gordon's question, or just to lend credence to what Gordon was saying, there is very little activity on that thing, and it's as good a repeater as you're going to find anywhere, I think, in the world. This thing is just amazing what it can do. And they did the original testing on it. It just blew everybody's mind, and he's only done tweaking after that. I mean, it's only gotten better since the initial days. So it's very impressive, but people just don't use it. And I don't really know what that is. I would love to know it, because when you look at the statistics, there are more licensed amateurs now than any time in history. Let me just buy a nickel. And I would suspect those guys are all holding, you know, or the bulk of those folks, the bulk of the new folks, are holding technician tickets. So they're going to be on 2 and 440. But they're not using the licenses, and I don't know what the deal is with that. That's really sad, number one, to hear, and number two, if it's just a case of them maybe just having a slow time getting into the hobby, that's one thing, but local clubs need to get educating these people and get them enthusiastic too about the hobby as well, because you may have a lot of folks out there, but you're not getting a lot of participation. So as far as the super repeater, yeah, I'd sure love to hear more activity on that thing, and all the other ones around here too. I'd also like to find a good repeater lister. That's another story. I now that I've had time, I've decided to reprogram both of my 2-meter handhelds, and just so much misinformation on who's who around here is crazy. So not only that, but I discovered I have a problem with my programming software for my VX150, so it doesn't like to work with Windows 7. But that's another story, too. Anyway, we'll turn it back to the network. This is KC2, RMO. Back to you, Gordon.
Okay. Thanks for that, Gary. I don't know what the answer is to why the quietness has taken place. And we're seeing some of that on our operation as well. Okay, Kathy, I see we're about 14 minutes into the second hour, so we're doing pretty good here, and we only have, a couple more areas to talk about, but this is all very enlightening, and I appreciate everybody's input. Kathy, I think you wanted to talk next on net operations and programming, as I recall. KY6V, go ahead, Ms. Sunshine.
All right. Thank you, Gordon. I want to thank everyone for their comments this evening. But, you know, Paul put something in the text box, and this may be true. He says, with Internet and cell phones and Androids and smartphones, maybe people are just going away from ham radio. They can do the same on the phones and the Internet. So maybe that's the reason. But maybe it needs to change. And my next topic is something that I really want some information on, because as most of you well know, as net manager, I also do the Global Hour and the RAGCHU, and Gordon and I work on the TIN. So this is about net operation and programming. Let me drop it here for just a moment before I throw this question out to you. So here's my question to everyone that's connected here tonight. Are you satisfied with the way the nets are being conducted, or would you suggest some changes? Are you satisfied with the subject matter being covered in the Global Family Hour, the Sunday RAGCHU, and the monthly TIN? Are there any other subjects of interest to you that you would like included in our presentations? You know, Gordon and I, for the TIN, really review a lot of topics. I, for the other two nets, so we'll go through what I think is of interest to everyone. But maybe there's something you'd like us to cover. So once again, are you satisfied with the way the nets are being conducted, or would you make some changes? Are you satisfied with those programming nets with the subject matter, and maybe there's some interest of other subjects you would like us to include? So Gordon, I'm going to throw this back to you so that you can see who we can get for check-ins this evening to answer this question, because this is one very near and dear to both of our hearts. So KY6V, why don't you see who you can pick up this evening?
I don't know if I like this bebopping back and forth like this or not, Kathy. You put out the hard questions, and you get me to try and pick up some participation. Well, great. You know, guys and gals, we struggle a little bit, particularly in the programming area, such as Global RAGCHU and TIN. We try to pick something that we think that you'll be interested in, but we don't really know. So talk to us, not only in that respect, but tell us about your feeling of how our nets during Saturday, you know, the AM nets and the SSIN, as it's now called, is being run. Would you like to see any changes? You know, talk to us. We need some input in order to figure out what we're doing. Anybody, call now. Suffixes only, please. Over.
And RMO with a couple of cents worth.
One India.
Okay, I've got RMO, and I've got one India. Thank you, gentlemen. Anybody else?
Quebec Yankee.
Hey, I'm glad you made it tonight, Jim. Quebec Yankee, thank you, sir. You're going to have to tell me how you're doing as a temporary bachelor when you get down to you. I have three. Anybody else?
AAT.
That's the suburbs of Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, Gaylord. A-A-T. With a W-H in the front of that being from Guam. Anybody else, please? All right, let's run it from the top. Mr. Syracuse, KY6V. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you, Gordon. And a couple of things here that I find intriguing about what Paul had said about maybe, you know, other devices, other ways of using to communicate. Maybe that's why things are down. I suppose there's some degree of truth to that, but I think, too, you're not going to, other than using Echo Link on, like, say, an Android phone or something like that, but if you're just saying, okay, well, you know, I can text so-and-so, you know, in a two-way type of communication. Yeah, you can do that on anything, but you're not going to be able to do a net like the rag queue on a cell phone, you know, unless you join a net, you know. So I think the strength in the nets is the topics. I love the topics, and I know when I suggest a topic, I look at it kind of the way that a producer of a talk show would do it, and I try to come up with something that's interesting and provocative, or, you know, just has enough intrigue to get people hooked in. And I know when the nets are assigned to me too, that same thought process has gone through it. So there's, as you had said, you know, there is a lot of thought goes into these, and you throw it out and you try and give people something that they would like. And I think that's unique to South Cars. I think the these topics that we have are really, yeah, they're really good. I mean, I know some of the ones that we've done in the past year have been particularly interesting to me as the host of the net, as the NCS of that net. I would have, it's the sort of net that I would have liked to have been in the audience listening to, you know, and participating in. So that's the way I feel about a lot of those. So I think the topics are good. I think keeping that, you know, that whole topical idea is excellent, and something that we should work on actually a little bit more. You know, just what more can we cook up that way? Because it's good stuff. So that's my two cents. We'll turn it back to the net. This is KC2RMO. Back to you, sir.
Well, thank you for that, Gary. You know, I've enjoyed it too. I think that from the programming standpoint, we've had some fascinating nets. And, you know, it's all over the map. We're not just talking ham radio. We're talking making oil out of plastic. You're going to be chairing a net coming up here on the 12th of December for the TIN on, hey, do you think that there's life out in these other planets? You know, there's some neat stuff. How do you feel about our nets? Is it too much rote from week to week, or are we doing okay, Gary? Over.
No, I think we've got some just great stuff, and I'd like to, you know, advance it a little further. You know, we're coming up with you know, oil from plastic, or the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, or life on other planets. I think these are just great topics, and anything along those lines, I think is great. You know, it's stuff that pops into my head, stuff that pops into Kathy's head. You know, these are just super things, you know, and I think people really like them. I think they're the sort of thing that folks really like to participate in, and it's the more stuff like that we can come up with, the better. And again, I think when you look at participation, you know, if you can present a product that's inviting for a lot of people, a plastic from an oil from plastic net, or a UFO net, or something like that. You know, people are going to be more likely to, number one, join in. You're going to get a bigger audience, if you will, and a more participative audience too. So, you know, topics, I think, help to increase participation. So the more intriguing we can make things, why not? Let's get it out there and get the people in here and maybe get more folks participating with South Cars as well. This is KC2RMO going back to the net.
Okay, thanks for that, Gary. You know, I think it's a crying shame that we can't put music on amateur radio. We could have some fun. WQ1I, Mr. Dansbury. Go ahead, Paul. KY6V in South Cars.
Yeah, Gordon, that would be a lot of fun if it weren't illegal. Well, you know, the nets themselves, and I'm speaking particularly about the non-program nets, you know, the Saturday nets, are fine. I mean, they're great. I think they've gotten a lot better since we went to the HF style of running the net, which I think everybody likes better than what we were doing before with the users list. And the topics on the information nets are great too, but again, it comes down to the same thing. People, you know, people there, and it's kind of disturbing that when we have these mass mailings going out, you know, to a lot of people, you know, you would expect on at least on different topics that different people showing up from time to time based on interest in it, but I haven't seen a whole lot of evidence that that's what's happening. And I'm not sure if the topics, when they're sent out on the mass mailings, don't stand out enough for people to see them. I don't know. I just don't know what's going on there. And, you know, when I made the comment before about the internet and about the cell phones, I think that has really taken a bite into ham radio in general. But I will say this. You know, I was going to say being able to pick up a device and talk to somebody across the world isn't as glamorous anymore as it used to be, but I'm not so sure that's true. Let me drop it. You know, last year at some point I was demoing Echolink on the iPhone to people in my workplace, in my lab. And they were just blown away that here I was holding this phone and talking to somebody in England on the IrelandNet. You know, the amazement was still there, and you would think that with these devices that make it so easy to do something like that too, that VoIP itself should take off, even when ham radio itself might be dwindling. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. It just seems to me that people nowadays are a lot less interested in talking to each other. You know, everything is short little text messages back and forth. Oh, here's this. Go to YouTube and see this thing I posted. Here's my Facebook page. Come and see everything else going on in my life. But conversation and discussion and that doesn't seem to be what's going on anymore. So there could be a really serious problem culturally too that's going against us as well. There I am with all my non-helpful comments. WQ&I back to that.
Well, thanks for that, Paul. You're absolutely correct. And, you know, somewhat of a detriment probably to amateur radio is services like Skype. You can get into a conference, you know, on Skype if your host is doing his job properly. And you can talk to a bunch of people around the world all at one time right from your cell phone without having a ham ticket. So there you have it. All right, Mr. Georgia. Thanks, Paul. How are you, Jim? It's been a while since we've spoken. I did get an email from you, obviously. How are you doing? When is Rebecca going to be back in full stance from KY6V? Over.
This is KB4QY. Well, good evening, Gordon, and everyone on the net. I don't think she's going to be back. She's not going to be here this weekend because she'll be in... She's gone now, and she'll remain there until Monday. And she'll come back here. I don't know what's about next weekend. I suspect that by next weekend, the girl will be considerably better off. But that's yet to be seen. Now then, on nets, and I like them just fine, all of them, actually. They're good, and I like them all except the ones that I can't seem to get to attend them, like Saturday night. I don't know why, but something seemed to come up every dead blame Saturday that's got me occupied, and I don't realize today that the 7 o'clock hour has come until about 9:30. And I say, oh, Lordy, I'm missing it again. but anyway, that's neither here nor there. But what I would like to see, two things that I thought might have something to do with some, I don't know what it does not. In the first place, the nets we've got only on the weekends. And that has got to be somewhat of a detriment to us, because many people are tied up on the weekends with various Sunday things, family things, haircuts, beauty shops, and everything else to go to, and they just plain don't have the time to invest in amateur radio that one would think they would. You'd think that everybody would be around on Saturday morning, but you notice it's not. So that certainly isn't a big participation hour. For example, the Handyhams net, if you know what that is, and the Handyhams net is still running between 20 and 30 check-ins every day. And they're there every day. And I'm really beginning to think that it's due to the fact that it is there every day that people are getting on the net. They come in and they say, well, I may have better run check into this net. And
well, it looks like Jim timed out, guys and gals, but I'll pick him back up here shortly when I see that he clears, and give maybe a little bit of history about South Cars and running nets during the week, because we did that for a long, long time, and decided to try to put everything in to the weekends. He is still talking, so I'm going to hold my comments for Quebec Yankee and go to you, Gaylord. Good evening, sir. And Mr. LCB, George, I saw your comments in the text box. I'll pick you right up after Gaylord. Alpha Tango Tango, front and center, please. KY6V and South Cars.
Alpha Alpha Tangle. Anyway, Gordon, Gaylord WH2AAT. Well, here, the last few days, I've been having problems here with the computer and Echolink, and I guess failing the router firewall test. Sometimes I can come out here, connect right to a user, a conference, a link, no questions asked. About the time you double-click, no problem. Now, last night was a little cold, so I stayed inside with my little Samsung Galaxy Tablet 2. Now, I couldn't connect to a user whatsoever, but I learned I could connect to any conference server, no problem. So, once I learned that, I emailed a couple individuals, said, hey, I'll be sitting on Scars. If you want to talk to me, come on down. And it was quiet, for the most part, for about 3 hours. I did speak to three individuals. One was, you all know, KC8ZGL, Mike. I caught him on his way home there. I think that was about the last conversation I had. Might have been John after that, or John before him. And I was motoring mouthing along, forgot that I was on a limited time schedule here. I must have timed out on him. And when I unkeyed, he was gone. So I'm going to unkey to make sure I'm not doing this. Anyway, I'm a bit of a repeater timer router and a Echolink conference server timer router. So there's no limitations listed up there on the top. I see conference scars 13 to 2000, but I don't see any. Hey, you're limited to 2 minutes or so many seconds or something like that. That would help me out on all these conference servers or things. I usually got mine set up where I got, oh, what is 620 seconds. You know, that's quite a long time, because I'm a rather live up to my call sign, Whiskey Hotel to All American Talker. Hi. Okay, but I just can't understand some of this newer technology. Echolink being old, I think I got in Echolink before it was called Echolink. I think it's called iLink. You know, no numbers 3546, if I remember right. And I originally came up here tonight because I'm going to get over here to email, and I thought tonight's topic was 1116 phone, 4 bits, landline versus cell phone, your cell versus smartphone. And I thought we'd hear something about that. Because my son's been having a problem today. He got his phone working, turned on. We went over to Red Room Shoe Company. He was on the internet and all this, and I asked him to get on there and see if they had a coupon for shoes and all that. He said, yeah, they do. So I dropped him off there, went and looked up an old ham. I found out he was he'd been a silent key for over a year, although he's still listed on the NOFARS roster up here in Jacksonville. So I got home and called the FCC, got in the license department, and got a form here to fill out to report the individual, WI4Z, I forget the call. Anyway, he went by Jane, and he's Doyle Hodge, and people are living in a house that he's living there for over a year, so Jane has passed away on me. And called up the president, and they didn't realize he's a life member, and he said, oh yeah, I remember him. He's a good guy. And I said, yeah, it's just strange. I don't know if family, you know, when you become a silent key, who actually notifies the FCC, if anybody. I think they just let the call go, and the call sign gets reissued or up for reissue. Anyway. Now what'd I do? I must have hit something wrong, because I had the email come up for me. I got email here, and I got all kinds of windows open. Anyway, oh, I got a military.com came in there. Okay. Back to Echolink. I'm just having fun. I'm just wondering, to continue on, my phone, my son's changing the battery in his phone. You know, he's been using that battery, and he put in another battery, and he went off to work, and he says, oh, I can't turn on my blasted phone. So, I don't know. Some of this modern technology we got around here, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. I don't know if it's because of all the people on the internet or what goes. But I'm having fun there. I'm going to let George take over, or Jim, one or two. But back to Gordon, WH2AAT.
All right, Gaylord. KY6V, thank you, sir. Well, let me give you some information. The server timeout for SCARS that you are currently connected to is 4 minutes. And what happens there is you're not disconnected by any means if you reach that timeout, but you are muted. And you will stay muted until you release your push to talk. At which point you can transmit again unless somebody has captured the channel and is talking at that particular time. Most of the repeaters that are connected to our system, RF computers and repeaters, are set for 3 minutes. So it is advantageous to keep your transmissions below 3 minutes. And SouthCar's server will not nip you in the tail until you get to 4, and then it will quiet you until you release your button. So that's the timing situation. May I ask this question of you? Do you have a router in your system, Gaylord? Over.
Yes, I do. I got a modem, a brand new modem that Comcast sent me. It's supposed to be in a high speed. A higher speed, and then I got a Netgear 42 router, and I don't know, it's working tonight, because I connected to a user, and I asked him, to, hey, if you want to go down and listen to about landlines versus cell phones and smartphones, and he said, nah, I got a guy in the Philippines, he'd probably be talking, and I don't want to be down there and have him connect me when I'm on a server, so... conference server, so he's not here. The answer, yes, I do, Gordon.
I saw Jim QI there, key up for just a second. We're going to have to pass this conversation on to a later time, not tie up the net. There's a lot to understand about a router and the situation with Echolink and port forwarding of the ports that are necessary from your computer, whether you use a regular and all the time internal IP address, or you're in a system where it could change. If you have a power outage, Gaylord, and you're not set properly, your router will come up and assign you a different IP address. Your port forwarding setup and your Netgear will no longer function, and you can't talk to the people. Sometimes you can talk to some, but not to everyone. And these are things that I think we need to hash out. So, let's schedule a get-together, and we'll discuss this. I'd like to move on with the net. Also, I sent you a request to be added to your Skype program address book, and I haven't checked it until, I don't know, last time was probably early this morning, and I haven't seen that you accepted that. So think about that. That's a mean that we can talk also. With that, sir, thank you. Let me pick up LCB before he falls asleep here. George, go ahead, sir. KY6V in South Coast.
Gordon, I could hang. Why don't you go back to Jim and let him get through there. KW4, Charlie Bravo.
Well, thanks, George. If I know Jim, that was just an intermittent blip. But, Jim, did you try to get in here, Quebec Yankee, please?
No, I went back and apparently timed it out or something or other. But anyway, I don't know where I lost it out, so... but anyway, back to you, over.
Okay. Well, according to my notes here, Jim, you were talking about only weekend nets. And I can explain that to some degree. Don't know if we have time right now, but I can with you. And then you said you had a second thought also on our net operation, but you didn't get to the second thought. Over.
KB4QI. Very good. Yeah, the other thought that I have, and I don't know nothing about the logistics of it, but we seem to have a great amount of time. But I wondered, is there any reason that we don't carry on the VHF system the 40-meter HF net? Of course, I guess I do see one reason, too, because he's got so many technicians, and the technician couldn't get down there, so I guess that's it. But that's just something else I had thought about, too. To increase interest in the net. Over.
Yeah, there's an awful lot to that subject, Jim, that we could talk about. KY6V here for South Cars. The license class difference creates a problem. You can sort of circumnavigate that with an appropriate control operator for cross-patching. But the biggest bugaboo, Jim, is that the FCC Part 97 regulations read that the only cross-banding that will take place will be from the upper part of the 10-meter band up through VHF and UHF. And to put 40 meters on here would be illegal, sir. Over.
Well, that's partly true. You can take only down to 10 meters from 2 meters or from 6 meters. But when you get above 200 megs, and then you can go all the way down to 160 meters if you want to, of course, you still got to buy. Everybody's got the right license. But as far as the ability to do it, that's permissible on anything above 200 megs, over.
Well, that's something foreign to me, Jim. We'd have to talk about that in length. I'd like to see where that is in Part 97, because I thought I knew Part 97 fairly well, and I have not run across that, over.
Well, I used to know. I could point you to it, but I can't do it today. But I got it from Angelo Diddy, who is the regional director for the FCC, Powder Springs, Georgia, is what it was. But he's the one that told me, and he told me where it was located, but I've forgotten the reference. But I had put one on 2 meters to 80 meters. And he, but I called him and asked him about it, so somebody told me I ought to. And he said, no, it's illegal, but it's doing real good. He said, but I know you do it above on 2 meters, 200 megs and up. And I know you have a full 40 repeaters. I said, yeah, I ain't gonna do nothing but move one wire. He said, well, move it. And but it sounds good. Over.
All right, Jim. Well, look, I'd like to talk with you sometime after the net's over. Not necessarily tonight. I'd like to find this in the regulations, because that would open up a door that I have considered closed for a long time, sir. Over.
I'll be glad to discuss it. Meanwhile, I'll try to find it. that's all I have. Over.
Okay. Well, look, when you talk with Rebecca on the phone, say hello for South Cars, and I hope she gets back just as soon as possible, Jim. I'm going to break with you, sir. KY6V here for South Cars. We're talking about how we can improve the South Cars VOIP net this evening. And next in line is LCB. Thanks for waiting, George. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, that's no problem, Gordon. That's all I've got is time there. But interesting night there. You know, this last question around it come up, you know, how to improve and all. You know, also heard something about membership and a ratio and all that. You know, to me, if someone wants to become a member, I think they would, you know, investigate as to how. But as far as just jumping up there and say, would you like to become a member? You know, maybe that's why we've got the high numbers and not the participation. You know, I just kind of more or less ride the wave. If the interest is there, you know, put it out. If not, just let it be. But, you know, Gordon, what bothers me a whole lot, and I think you've known me long enough, the time, you know, that I've given the South Cars, and all I need to know is there's a need there, and I'm there. And so, you know, if we as caring people takes time out of our lives that we could be doing something else, you know, and enjoying it too. But we want to be here to be loyal to the hobby, and you know, especially if you're doing a traffic net, you know, and you look over there on the side and you see, well, I've got 30 people, and you know, you're calling in check-ins, you know, and it's dry. Nobody's checking in. You know they're there. You know, and yeah, I'm quite sure people, there's different people who might be doing things at that moment in time when you call in checking in. But sometime within them 2 hours, doggone it, seemed like they could at least key up a mic or push a button and check in. You know, and it's very disheartening. Heartening to see that amount of people, and you're giving up your time, and they don't have the decency to just key up a mic and say hello, how you doing? We're doing fine, and go along your business. That's all it takes. But you know, it has bothered me quite a bit there, even to the point of just riding away. So you know, that's my feelings about it. And, you know, if I'm going to do something, I do it 100%. And I'm not asking people to do 100%, but, you know, just acknowledgement. If they care enough to connect, you know, one step more, you know, say hi, or what's even sense of connected, and what can I say, that's how I feel about it. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Well, thanks for that, George. KY6V for South Cars. You know, we share the same thing. I don't know what the answer is. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You know, I will admit that we have an awful lot of links and repeaters that stay with us on a 24/7 basis here on South Cars. And there's not always somebody behind that link or repeater that wants to come on or is even there. The SysOps certainly can't be obligated, or the repeater trustees, to be there all the time. So it's a hard road. And frankly, I don't know the answer at the moment. Maybe we'll find it sometime. Thanks, George. We are now 57 minutes into the second hour, so we're going to start wrapping this up. There are two more areas that we would like to cover in the agenda tonight, and I'm going to pass it over to Kathy and let her cover both of those. One is a question concerning the board of directors, and the next one is just an open general comments area from anybody anywhere on anything maybe that we haven't covered or something that you would like to amplify on. I've just got a full page of notations here, and I appreciate that tonight, and they considered, addressed, and chewed from one end to the other. I will promise you that. Kathy, does that sound okay? Will you take the next two segments? KY6V, over.
This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'd be more than happy to. But, you know, I want to say just one general comment on what George was talking about. Those people who are connected, and, you know, we don't have many tonight, but we do have people out there. When I first became a member of South Cars, I was very, very shy, and you well know this. I wouldn't come on the nets, and I wouldn't talk, and I wouldn't check in. It took that encouragement from someone to bring me aboard, and I always try to do that. I don't call them by name, but I also throw that invite out to everyone to come aboard. And I hope that sessions that all of our NCSs do, and I know this is true, it's always warm, it's always inviting. So I do want to encourage those listening tonight, even if it's just to come aboard and say hi to us this evening. You know, that's what's important. And I do agree with you, George. And, you know, I will look your direction for anything. And if you're available, I'd be happy to get you to come aboard and do a net. Looking forward to you doing another boating net for us when your time and schedule permit. But let me go into these next two questions. The main question is about our board of directors. We want you to talk to us about our board of directors. We have 7 active board members making policy decisions for South Cars. We want to know if you're satisfied with their competency, and are there any areas that you would recommend them to concentrate on? You know, they're very active. They're NCSs. They're board members. They're backups, hospitality people. They're very, very active, and they're always there when help is needed. So we're looking for any comments about our board at this point. So if you haven't checked in this evening, I put the invite out there. Just come aboard. Say hi to us, or maybe make comments. So at this point, we ask that you come aboard with your suffix. And this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, along with KY6B, looking for those check-ins.
RMO.
All right. I have our assistant net manager, one of our board members, our backup this evening. But I'm looking for others. So before I call on Gary, let's see who else we can get to come aboard. Like I said, we have several people who haven't talked this evening, and we'd sure like to hear from you. So let me throw it out there once again and see if we can get some check-ins to come aboard with this statement. Critique of your board of directors. What do you think of those board of directors? So before I call on Gary, are there any others?
Six, Victor.
A-A-T.
All right, I'll take these three check-ins, these fine gentlemen tonight. I have RMO, Six Victor, and AAT, Good Evening Gaylord, and Gordon and Gary. So let me start with you, Gary. Let's see what you can tell us about our board of directors. As our assistant net manager and as one of our valued board of directors, are we doing our job? Do you have any recommendations for us? KC2RMO, come aboard.
Well, I think you'll be doing okay if you get rid of that bum Agnew. All right. Throw him out, and then we'll be okay. It's a pleasure to serve on this board, and I'll tell you that straight up. It's a great bunch of people, and there's a huge amount of dedication on this board. I have never seen an organization where people have a greater concern for the interest of the organization than this. Everybody's willing to work. Everybody's willing to contribute. Everybody's open to new ideas and suggestions. Folks have a very good, they communicate well with each other. And these are all the things that that make for not a good organization, but a great organization. And that's what you have here. And I think, again, you know, one of the really cool things that we're doing is those bios on the website. Because I think if the people that are just members of the organization knew a little bit more about their board of directors, they'd see you've got a great bunch of people that are heading up the ship here. So, no, I think our board's great. We'll give a tip of the 121 hat to these guys because they're all pretty good. But just get rid of Agnes, you'll be okay. This is KC2RMO going back to the net.
Gary, that's not an option. You know, you can't disappear. You're the assistant net manager. You take over for me when that truck runs over me or school is too much for me, and you're always there whenever I ask for that help. You're always there, whether you're feeling like it or not. You always help me out, and I appreciate that so much. And I appreciate that on my board. Or I shouldn't say my board, our board, is that whenever I need that help, they're always there. If I'm not feeling up to it, they fill in the spaces, and that's what's so, so important. But there's not an option. You can't go away. Actually, you're going to come up with this interesting dialogue for how we can get to new NCSs, remember. So with that, I'm going to break with you just shortly, Gary, but we're going to ask you to come back aboard for any of those final comments. I'm going to pick up Six Victor and see what he thinks of the board. As everyone knows, Mr. Gordon is the chairman of the board, and we all work very well together. So, Gordon, what's your comments here about our critique of our South Cars board?
If we got any better, Kathy, I couldn't stand it. Just a great group. Thank you. I want to make sure everybody, Gary, understands that your last name is Agnew. And ladies and gentlemen, when he says jokingly, get rid of this Agnew and, you know, you'll be all right, we won't let him go. It just won't happen. Kathy, I thought I'd take just a moment to explain to those that are connected what happens with the board of directors. What do they get involved in? and it's obviously everything. First of all, we have a system within Southcars that any mail that comes into VOIP at voipnet.southcars.com is automatically forwarded to each and every one of the board members. This keeps everybody in tune as to what's happening. It has been extremely beneficial for us through the years in the respect that we have asked all of our staff members, all 58 strong, that if you send any email out that concerns Southcars business, please copy the board at VOIP at voipnet.southcars.com. This has saved our hiney 100 times. When all of a sudden one staff member, maybe an NCS or whomever, has had some communication that he has not communicated with other people on a change of event, that had we not known about it and been able to step in and do something about it, would have gone awry. So that's one big factor. Each one of these members, let me buy a nickel, each one of these members on the board are gathered together regularly when there is a change of venue that needs to be discussed. As an example, our recent changes in the scheduling on Saturdays, doing away with the second hour, doing away with Pacific, combining these two sessions into SSIN and the first hour on Saturday, was a board decision. We discussed, is this a good idea? We discussed why it is being considered, and there were a number of reasons for that. And this goes on time after time through the year. So your board of directors are your voice in trying to keep things the way they should be. And we have an open door for any one of you members to give us your thoughts, your concerns at any time of the day or night. You'll find us a 24/7 type operation on our email, and it doesn't take us very long to get back to you. Kathy, KY6V, over.
All right, thank you so much, Gordon. And I do have to reiterate what Gordon has said. We have a very fine staff out there, board of directors. They were pretty much handpicked, and we work very well together, and all of us get that email like Gordon was talking about, and all of our board members as well as our NCSs, so they are there all the time. We have several there tonight, so you know, I hope maybe some of the other board members will come aboard and just give us some comments. But I'm looking forward to you, Gaylord, see what you have to say about our board of directors. I'm not sure if you heard the question, but we do have 7 active board members, Gordon and myself and Gary, George, Paul, Erlene. I'm not sure if that covers it all. We have 2 others, we have Scott, who has been away for a little while, but is still there. We do have next, net manager, PUJ, and I believe we have an HF former net manager. His name is Bill Morris. So they are all part of our board and very active. So I'm looking for comments from you, Gaylord, now before I throw it once again open to everyone else to make some final comments. So Gaylord, please come aboard.
Okay, Kathy in the group. WH2AAT here. I love talking. My problem is I'm going to have to go out and invest in a egg timer. Because I time out things. I can talk. And I've been up on Southcars HF. And then afterwards, I've been known to say, hey, you know, it's 1:20. Where did everybody go? And I've had conversations going on until, the foreign broadcast move in about 3:30 when it's Eastern Daylight Time, or 4:30. And I met some very interesting people, not only here in Florida, but in the Southeast and other places. So I love talking. And I can respond. Yes, the board does, hey, get back to you. Gordon, I just didn't respond to you because it's cold this morning. And I wasn't going to come out here in the garage. The tablet was charging, so I got various means of getting on the internet and South Cars. And I haven't downloaded Skype yet on the tablet, a little Samsung tablet too. I'm about convinced I'll keep one computer in the house now that has a Wi-Fi card in it. And from now on, I'm going to buy a bunch of little tablets. They are a lot cheaper. Seems like they're a lot easier to operate than Windows 8 or Windows 8.1, for that matter. Anyway, I enjoy, I guess you call this the digital means of communication. The VOIP is part of it. So, checked, I didn't see anything about Gordon contact me on Skype, so I typed in something up there and add new contact and search the whatever, and I have sent Gordon a deal. But the reason I didn't get to it today was just plain outright busy. And it was cold to start with this morning. We have pulled out the electric blanket. Even though I'm from Iowa originally, been down here in Florida several years, since about May of 66, in fact, more or less about 95% of the time. Other than that, I was out on the Kennedy and the Eisenhower doing my duties back then. And I was over in Guam where I got the interest of amateur radio operation. And that's a story in itself. In fact, people's met me and said I ought to write a book, but I don't know. I'm not a very good writer, but a talker I am. So back to you, Kathy, WH2AAT.
Well, thank you, Gaylord, for being here tonight. And I've been thinking, I have an interest in the tablet, but I probably don't need another computer. I have enough of them. But thanks for being here tonight, and thanks for making your comments. And thanks for listening to our podcast. You know, there's so many of them out there, and so many of them are just fantastic. So I hope they interest you, and I hope that you'll come back aboard to our various nets. And our programming nets are always interesting, but so are our weekend nets. They're all just fantastic. And Gaylor, we have a fantastic staff. So thank you for your comments. You know, Gordon, I'm going to throw it back to you for just a short moment before I go and open it for some final comments. Do you have any comments here you'd like to make about anything we've talked about this evening, or about the board, or about the programming, or anything you'd like to make? Because I know you probably are tired and would like to probably get something to eat this evening. But any final comments you have before I throw it out there for those final comments? KY6V from Kilo 6 Sierra, United November.
Well, thanks, Kathy, but I don't think so. I probably talked longer tonight than I should have. I will say that I've got maybe a page and a half here of notes that I've taken from the comments from everybody that's participated, and all very interesting and germane and good for the order. So what I'm going to do, Miss Lady, is I will put this into a readable form, send you an email, and let you work it out with the board of directors. Now, how about that one? KY6V, go ahead.
Well, I guess that's the way it should be, but it's probably going to have to wait for the weekend. Actually, tomorrow is thank God it's Friday. It's been an interesting week, as my weeks normally are. Interesting things have been happening there at the different schools. I fortunately haven't been asked to move back into my old position, so I guess that's good. But I've been asked for some help, so who knows what's going to happen there. But I, too, have taken notes, but send me yours, and we'll go from there, because we've had some great comments, some great check-ins this evening. So I'm going to throw it open here as an open session for comments for anyone out there. This is anyone who's already checked in, those who haven't checked in. Maybe you have some comments you'd like to make, how we can improve South Cars. You know, personally, from my personal opinion, we're about as great as we can be, Gordon, but, you know, there's always room for change, I guess. I've seen it improve over those, I guess it's 5 years, and I've been really great that I've been part of it. But let's see what anyone else has to say out there. This is the time I'm going to look for some final check-ins, to make some final comments or ask some final questions before we close this evening. So if you'd like to make some of those comments, now's the time to come aboard.
And RMO.
AAT.
All right. Right now I have and RMO and I have AAT. Are there any other check-ins that would like to come aboard and ask any final comments or make any general statements before we close this evening? Before I call on these two fine gentlemen, let's see if there's anybody else out there that'd like to come aboard. Well, hearing nothing, Mr. RMO, all I heard was and RMO, and we had nobody before you. Your lovely wife is an English teacher. She needs to tell you you don't do and before your call sign. But come aboard, share with us this evening.
Well, thanks, Kathy. That was supposed to be like, and we have RMO. But really, the only comment that I have is basically, we have a good product, but you can always make a good product better. And the more that we look for ways to do that, the better we will get. So maybe a couple more of these tins with the topic, how do you improve South Cars? Maybe if we space a couple of more of those out through the year and do that, you know, on a regular basis. We'll be soliciting some valuable feedback from the membership, and, you know, maybe as the more we do that, the more it'll grow, too. You can never have too many good ideas, and the more that we have to work with, the better we all are for it. So I say let's just keep the ball rolling, and with that, we'll turn it back to you. And this is KC2RMO going back to the net.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary. You know, sometimes I have the statement, you never want to change a something that's going well and working great. And I think VOIP is just fantastic. It's working well. The nets are working well. The organization is working well. But, you know, maybe some changes out there. You know, we need to make some changes to get some more participation. Don't like that low participation. But, you know, people have busy lives, just like you and I and everyone else. But hopefully we can get some more to come aboard. Let me call on you, AAT Gaylord, and let's see what your final comments are this evening.
Okay, WH2AAT. I don't know if you're all aware of it. I just discovered this a day or so ago. And I accidentally erased the email, got it resent to me. But if you all get bombarded by people asking about Echolink and having router problems with, I think it's 198, something 198, 199, and TCP 200 and all that, Echolink problems, you could probably look up K1 Lima Sierra, no, K1 Lima Charlie Hotel. Terry, he's over in, let me get my email back up here. Or no, let me get that QRZ. Terry Palmer, is at 2925 Star Mount Drive, Valrico, Florida. His email's listed there. I have his telephone number, and he, when you connect to him on Echolink, let's see, what's this, they don't give me the node number, but I didn't do a search, but he's K1 Lima Charlie Hotel. He has an answering machine hooked up to Echolink when you connect to him. If he's not right there, Johnny, on the spot, he asks you to leave a message, and he'll get back to you shortly. He might be a very good person to invite to join South Cars. I looked him up on the regular 7251, the deal where you can type in the call sign and get the number. He did not appear, so I imagine he's not a South Cars member. So, but he gives it something about 99% worldwide of helping people out with Echolink, which I think that's what everybody started out with prior to IRLPs, All-Star, D-Star, Skype. I think Skype was even going when I got going with, I think it's called iLink, way back there, about 88, somewhere way back there. Anyway, you can look up my node number, 3526. I haven't looked up anybody else's, but you look up and there's, I don't think there's seven figures yet, but it's getting to be close to seven figure node numbers. Hi. So back to you, Kathy. Again, that call is K1LCH, Terry Palmer, Valrico, Florida. He might be a good one to pass on the number. And I have the phone number if you would like it here. WH2AA and a T. Back to Kathy.
Well, thank you, Gaylord, so much for that. I've brought him up on QRZ. I see his information. I'll check him a little bit further. But let me throw it over to you, Gordon. Do you have any comments you'd like to make, either final comments or maybe what Gaylord was talking about before I maybe go over the schedule and close this evening's session. Gordon, any final comments?
Yes, I do, Kathy. Thank you. KY6V here. Gaylord, thank you very much for that information. You know, the more that we get, the more that it'll help everybody. I will tell you that there is a vast number of people who participate here in South Cars that have been involved with Echolink almost back from the start. I started with iLink also and was on at the start of Jonathan Taylor's introduction of Echolink back in 2001. All of us have learned a lot as the years have gone by. I would suggest to you, Gaylord, that you write this down. If you go to the Echolink home website, which is www.echolink.org, they have a page that supports comments and suggestions for router problems and the passing of the port forward ports that you need, which are 5198, 5199, and 5200. They also go as far as passing you on, should you click on it, an additional link where this link will come up and ask you what is your specific router, Netgear model number umpty-ump. And it'll bring you up a page, and it will tell you step-by-step, Gaylord, what you have to do in order to set up your router. So something to think about, sir. Over.
Okay, I've been on the page, the home page, www.echolink.org, but I never really discovered that particular section. Maybe we can discuss that on Skype sometime. Over.
Yeah, I don't have it up in front of me, Gaylord, at the moment. I'm not sure exactly how it's called out, but it's probably something like router and firewall issues or something like that. A very, very extremely handy program. That's all I've got, Kathy. Thank you. And I'm getting hungry, so I'm going to go to the kitchen here pretty quick. KY6V, over.
Well, thank you, Gordon, for riding along with me, being part of the program tonight. I, too, am looking for that meal. I made some chili because it was a little cool out there. A little cool for us in Florida to be having, or a little hot for us in Florida to be having chili, but I'm going to look forward to that and probably hit the sack. Tomorrow's my Friday, and like I said, thank goodness it's Friday. But you know what? I don't think I am scheduled for any nets this weekend, but I believe you're scheduled for at least one or two, and Gary is scheduled for a couple. So maybe I'll just stay in bed this weekend. But before I close this evening, I want to thank everyone for being here, being part of the program tonight, giving us your comments and your input, because we will definitely put that together and talk to our board. And it may be a session we want to put on every once in a while. But let me drop it here. I'm going to go over our schedule for maybe the month for you, and then I'm going to close. But I did want to thank each and every one of you. But let me buy a nickel here. Want to encourage everyone to join our Saturday Nets and our Sunday Rag Chew that are coming up. And this Sunday Saturday we're going to be having our usual Saturday Nets, which is the AM and the SSIN, and the Global Family Hour. We'll be talking about phone, landline versus cell versus smartphone. You know, I haven't had a landline in a long time. Had a cell phone up until about a year ago. Just got my Android about July. So it'll be an interesting session to hear that. Rag Chew, it's the Ask at Elmer. Both of these sessions are NCS'd by KC2RMO. So we're thanking him for that, because actually it's his birthday today, and he was going to celebrate that on the weekend. But we hope that you'll join those sessions. But there's a lot of special sessions coming up, like the 50th anniversary of JFK, Black Friday, we have Pearl Harbor, we have some trivia, some fun. We're going to talk about winter. We're going to have a Thanksgiving special. We're going to talk about safety. We're going to have some of those Christmas traditions. But something very important to each and every one of you, this is talking about December, is we have the Santa Express, which we usually have every single year with Mrs. Claus and her team. And then we have a Happy New Year special. And they will be a little bit different. Not on the regular Saturdays and Sundays. They will be actually the day before New Year's and the day before Christmas. So you'll be getting some information about this shortly. But let me drop it here once again, and I'm going to actually close this evening's net. This has been South Coast, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on our website, and that's www.voip.southcars.com. Your net controls for this session have been Kilo 6 Sierra United November and KY6V. We both want to say 73 and close this VOIP session. Thank you for your participation and your comments. The net is now closed and returned to regular amateur use. Everyone have a great evening and great week ahead of you, and we hope to see you on the weekends. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, along with KY6B, saying good night and goodbye for now.